When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to This Bitch with Sarah Wineshank and Kim Congdon.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of This Bitch Podcast. We're live at the Comedy Store Studios. I'm Kim Congdon.
And I'm Sarah Wineshank.
And it's another week, bitches.
Let's get into it.
Well, let's look up hottest presidents and see who we
fuck. First of all, it's President's Day.
We need a list of all the presidents. It's President's Day. What is it?
I thought that for some reason, when I think of President's Day, I'm only thinking George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Why?
Why do those... Do you think of the others?
Number one is like, I've never even heard of this guy, but I kind of get it.
What?
I pulled up a list here. It says presidents.
We can't see it.
Hotness. Oh, my bad. I'm just staring at it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The presidents of the United States in order of hotness. Franklin Pierce.
He's horrifying. Yeah. If he's number one.
That's an issue. The second one's already hotter than him. James Polk,
come poke me out.
We wouldn't have the state without James Polk. We wouldn't Polk. Thanks for nothing, James K. Polk. Oh, he gave us Oregon. What a sweet guy. I mean, the next one we know is a daddy.
JFK should be number one. I don't know who the fuck these others are. I've never even heard of them.
JFK is really hot.
I've been an American citizen for 36 years. Who the fuck is Polk?
I didn't know this either. I didn't know this either.
What was the other person's name?
Franklin Pierce. I didn't know he was one of our presidents. Did you?
He died in 1869.
I
feel like when you used to explain Sarah's type, this is the kind of guy I'd imagine.
You guys!
No, I don't think she'd fuck him.
I would never slob on Franklin Knobs. Franklin Pierce's knob.
Okay. Let's see who's next. Okay, this guy's kind of hot. Theodore. Oh,
Teddy.
That's Teddy.
I hate Teddy, okay. Daddy.
Yeah, the Roosevelt family could get it. Oh, man.
His chest. Well, listen to this. Someone tried to assassinate Teddy Roosevelt by shooting him in the chest, but he survived because his chest was too heavily muscled.
What?
Now that is hot.
That is hot as fuck. Yeah. Then he went on to give a scheduled campaign speech, and nothing is sexier than a man giving a speech while covered in blood. They have a good point.
Whoever wrote this.
Yeah.
I don't know why they put Polk.
Ulysses S. Grant. He's hot as fuck.
So this is the guy on the 50, right?
Is it?
I believe so. I believe
Ulysses
so.
S.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Did I ever go to school once?
How would you? Wait, you know that Ulysses S. Grant is on the 50?
Yeah.
Are we idiots?
I've seen a 50 maybe twice in my life. It's always the hundreds or 20s.
I didn't even know 50s existed.
And then he's.
Who has a $50 bill?
Our sweet, sweet son tells us Ulysses S. Grant is on the 50.
Open up another tab and put in $50 bill. I need to see this with my own eyes.
I don't believe it.
No, that is not Ulysses.
Who is that?
That's not Ulysses, is it? Oh, it is. He looks a little hefty there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not the version of him I remember.
Dude, he looks hotter. They should have used a better photo for the 50.
Yeah, I would have remembered those
eyes. I would have been pissed if whoever sent that photo off.
That's
fired.
That's like a bad headshot in comedy. They're like, God damn it, you used the bad headshot for the 50?
Yeah.
Okay, Obama.
It's a bad resolution.
Obama's top two, top three. He might be the hottest. He's just hot.
He's the hottest.
He smokes cigarettes. He plays basketball.
James A. Garfield.
Hideous.
I mean, and they're trying to make him seem hot. They said, wait, if you think he's hot now, wait till you see
Click
him in
on
a
the
fancy,
link with the
hat.
Fancy hat. Let's see.
I'm sorry. A fancy hat has never been the thing that seals
the deal. That's
him
in a fancy hat, though. That's pretty good.
He looks like a hipster.
Yeah. You're back in?
I'm back in.
Yeah.
He probably has a sick tattoo.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see.
Bring that hat over here, Daddy.
Let's see.
George W. Bush. Okay, this person is high.
I don't think he's a bad-looking guy.
What?
Wow.
What? What? You just said you don't think George W. Bush.
I think W. has some potential.
You think W. is not a bad-looking guy?
Yeah.
He looks stupid. It's in his eyes. He looks like a dumb dog.
Yeah, that some hot men do. Yeah, you could see who he was.
Look at that unibrow. Ugh. Dude, Kim, this is a big deal to me. I don't know if I can see you the same. You think George W. is a hot man?
I said I think he's not that bad. That's it. I'll leave it at that. Straight up.
Okay, fine. Okay.
This is disgusting.
I'm
Frankie D, Rosie V? No.
Frankie D, Rosie V can get it any day over W.
I'm riding W until the sun comes out.
Remember when W found out about 9/11, he looked all confused. He was reading a book to the class.
He was trying to play it off.
Yeah, and he couldn't.
They were third graders. He did. They didn't know.
He's dumb.
He was the president. He can't be that dumb.
He is. He's dumb.
Oh!
Dumb. Thomas Jefferson.
Get out of here. Swipe right on Jeffy.
He's on the nickel.
No.
Dude, it's just a bunch of old
Keep going. Keep going. Warren G. Harden, no. Keep going.
I've never been more embarrassed to be a white person than looking at all the presidents.
Ronald Reagan looks like he could have been hot when he was younger, maybe.
He wouldn't have talked to us.
That's true.
He didn't like drugs. He was
really? He's a little
straight-laced little douche.
Oh, what a fucking douchebag. Bill Clinton.
Ugh. No! No! Okay, who's hotter, W or Clinton?
Well, Clinton's just so gross now, but Clinton then. If you're comparing the two photos, Clinton.
Clinton over W?
Yeah, I'd put a Clint over a W.
You almost just said Clit.
Clinton?
I feel like Clinton.
Hillary Clinton?
I feel like Hillary Clinton. I feel like Clinton could throw it down, though. I feel like Clinton
would
be
good.
He's
getting
head
in the Oval Office. He's like, you know. He's a little deviant.
A little too deviant.
Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is Kevin Coolidge?
Or Silent Cal.
Was known for his trademark pickup line in which he would stare at you without speaking until you agreed to go out with him. What?
Whoa.
That might be what like we were talking about with
laws
the confidence.
Laws of power.
Yeah.
Dude. Okay.
He just stares
at
you?
Sarah.
But
let's go on a date. Say no.
No. Go. Listen, Silent Cal. I gotta go.
Silent Cal. Well, how long did he stare? I mean,
his face is not bad.
I don't like him. I don't like tight-lipped whites.
They're all tight-lipped
whites. No, they're not. That's the tight lip I don't like.
You know.
It's a specific tight lip.
You like a full-lipped man?
Yeah, I like a full-lipped man.
Okay.
Andrew Jackson. All right. I could see myself slipping up. He kind of looks like Epstein.
Andrew Jackson looks scary to me.
Or
he looks
like
a puppet.
What's the guy that killed himself? The cook? The chef? Bourdain.
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson looks like Anthony Bourdain.
Can
you say that?
Anthony Bourdain was 1,000 times hotter than Andrew Jackson.
Pull up Bourdain.
I do respect Jackson's hairline, though. Do you see his hairline? Let's take a look at Andrew Jackson's hairline, please.
Hold on. Give it a second. Hold on. Let's see.
Bourdain's so much hotter, he could like take you to a cool noodle spot. Andrew Jackson's not going to do shit.
I guess they do look a little different.
Yeah, you think all whites look alike. It's fine. We've covered this before.
No, I don't. Andrew Jackson's got a long face.
I heard he did coke. He might have been fun.
Oh.
Andrew Jackson did coke?
I think so.
You heard that? What do you mean? There's a rumor that Andrew Jackson liked a good line or two?
Coke. Or use drugs.
A complete guide to the U.S. presidents and their drug use. Yes, let's do that.
Yeah, go down. Let's see. George Washington, what was he on? Marijuana.
Dude, he was on something called Laudanum, which was an opiate derivative to alleviate the discomfort of his many dental problems. Didn't he have, like, wooden teeth?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, ew.
Poppy. They were on that poppy. Quinine. Okay, a lot of them were pretty sober.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Andrew Jackson was not giving up coffee or tobacco.
Andrew Van Buren drank so much, his nickname was Blue Whiskey Van. Who the fuck was that?
Van Buren? I've heard of Van Buren. I think that's a band.
Zachary Taylor. That's my boyfriend's name.
His whole name?
Kind of. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That is really weird.
He is the same name of the president?
Well, you know what? We've got to pick one to fuck. Let's go back to the list of them being hot. Let's just scroll through real quick, and we have to each pick one to marry and fuck. Okay?
Okay.
So go down quicker. We already saw these guys. Yeah, like this.
I want FDR.
Well, Sarah, look. You haven't even seen your choices.
I know. They're all kind of scary.
Rutherford B. Hayes was kind of hot. Go back up.
You know, I like an old...
Rutherford B. Hayes is kind of hot. He looks like he tells good stories. All right, keep going.
His beard looks dirty as hell.
Wait, go up. Let's see Washi. Oh.
George Washington was one of the best dancers in the 13 colonies.
He was also one of the... I don't know why that's so funny.
Is that George Washington doing the two-step?
Oh, he was one of the largest landholders.
George Washington knows how to Macarena like no one else.
No, not him shaking those hips.
George Washington's doing the polka and he wants you to join him.
The Bush family's kind of hot.
The senior Bush is hot.
Senior Bush is hot. George H.W.
Something.
Well, you hop on HW and I'll get on W.
You can have W. HW is all mine.
Richard Nixon? No.
No.
Herbert Hoover?
They all just look like they kind of smell. Yeah. Don't they?
Jimmy Carter's kind of cute.
No.
Oh, he kind of looks like a lesbian.
He looks exactly like that. He looks like exactly happy as lesbian. Happy as a peanut farmer.
Ew, he's James Madison is fucking gross.
He's a peanut farmer, Jimmy Carter. There's something weird about his smile and he's farming
peanuts. These guys
peanuts.
Are grotesque. You know what? I hate to say it. Go up. Millard Fillmore is not too bad.
No!
No, I see that he could have been handsome back in the heyday. Let's see Millard Fillmore when he was younger.
Dude, these people need
luck. I'm telling you, I can recognize when a hot old guy used to be hot.
Millard Fillmore was never hot.
Yes, he was.
When was he president? Who are these people? It's just like a name of white men that I've never even heard of.
Millard Fillmore.
Okay. There's been so many presidents.
All right, well, I take it back.
Dude, the only thing President's Day is good for is the sales, baby. Go get a car. Go get a mattress. You know? True. Like, that's what it's about.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln.
He looks like an early man. He looks like the evolutionary early chart. Man.
Something happened there.
Something... I'm sorry.
Something was awry. Oh, God. Eisenhower might be one of the worst I've seen.
No, underneath him, who's that?
Dracula. John Quincy Adams, you Adams. Fucking pig.
John Quincy Adams.
Put another plate in the
Guerra
type this time. I want to look more evil.
I'm done.
Ew. Ew. Martin Van Buren.
They're all disgusting.
Ew. This is gross. Okay, this one's kind of hot.
The one that has
that's your boyfriend's name. He does look like he's been through a lot. I do like him because he looks damaged. He looks like he drinks and would leave you alone.
He's like, he won't text you back.
No, he won't. Keep going.
Ugh. Ugh. This is I'm
bad.
Done. I've had it.
Oh, John
it's
Adams.
It's bad for a woman, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Can we get a hot bitch in the office?
Can we get a hot bitch?
Let's upgrade. Let's get someone like pretty in the eyes. I mean, Obama is by far the hottest.
Obama. JFK.
That's it.
That's about it. But I don't know if I could go much further than that.
Obama, JFK.
Yeah.
I've had enough.
What do we need President's Day for? Just to know that we've had
presidents? Got sales. We get sales, baby.
Can we look up President's Day and why we have it? Not for sales. You can't just yell sales, baby.
Sales, baby. Nordstrom.
Buy a car, bitch. in the 1880s when the birthday of Washington, commander of the Continental Army during the American Revolution and the first president of the United States, was first celebrated as a federal
holiday. That's what I thought. I told you. I thought it was only about these two. It's about Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. Those are the ones that they really make it about.
I think I'm vaguely remember. So it used to be like two holidays, and now they just make it one.
Am I reading this right? That the President's Day is Washington's birthday.
That's what.
But like, why
did you know that?
I knew it was about Washington and Lincoln. I see
Lincoln in the picture. But I don't see anything in the description about Lincoln.
But then I'm just so confused about all these other presidents. I've never even heard of them. I'm reading a list of just white person names.
Yeah, you can't just sneak in men and say they're president.
Like, James Polk. Who's that?
Wait, on the third Monday in February, we honor our first president, George Washington, whose birthday is February 22nd. We also honor President Abraham Lincoln, whose birthday is February 12th. But that's... I'm so confused. Click on the Britannica. Give us the Britannica.
I don't really care.
I do. It's popularly recognized as honoring George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. The day is sometimes understood as a celebration of the birthdays and lives of all U.S. presidents.
I don't think all of them need to be celebrated.
No, I don't think so either.
Especially the uglies.
Yeah.
There's a lot of uglies.
We celebrate the three hot ones, and that's our President's Day.
Dude, and by the way, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, not two of the hottest, two of the most unattractive. Yeah. By far.
But very popular makes them kind of
hot. Well, yeah, because he freed the slaves, so he gets a day.
He gets some puss.
He gets a puss.
He gets a few.
You get
more than one puss when you free the slaves.
When you free the slaves, you get a swimming pussy. That's what it is.
You get to fuck. Free the slaves, you get to fuck. Life's good.
Yeah.
George Washington.
Imagine fucking a man with wooden teeth.
I've done worse. I'm just kidding. In 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Bill, which moved a number of federal holidays to Mondays. The change was designed to schedule certain holidays so that workers had a number of long weekends throughout the year, but it has been opposed by those who believe that those holidays should be celebrated on the dates they actually commemorate. Oh, I always wondered why sometimes we get the Monday off when the holiday's on a different day. During debate on the bill, it was proposed that Washington's birthday be renamed President's Day to honor the birthday of both Washington and Lincoln. This is some annoying shit. It's like, if it's on Washington's birthday, now he has to share with Lincoln because Lincoln had a birthday 10 days before. It's like, then give Lincoln his day and Washington his day.
I say give all the presidents a day and let's have more holidays. Did they or do they not run the country?
You're my president. Shanks, my president.
Shanks for first things first, for Shanky, for Prez.
What are you doing first?
Healthcare for everybody.
Okay, so you're running for president, right?
Right.
Who's your campaign manager? Who's repping you?
I don't really know how that works.
You have a campaign manager, and they basically...
I think my friend Haley, she's very organized. She's my campaign manager.
Okay.
Haley.
So what's the first thing you're going to promise the people?
Free healthcare.
Uh-huh.
A birth control, free tampons.
Okay, wait. So who's paying for the healthcare? Shank.
The taxes. The American people. I don't really know how any of it works. I have no idea how any of it works.
Is that what you're going to say when you get questioned?
I can sit here and lie to you. I can lie like the rest of the presidents do.
Oh.
Well
there's something happening here.
They lie.
Wow. Shank, are you saying that the presidents have been lying to us?
I'm not saying that, but I'm also not saying that directly, yes. That's what they do. They speak in tongues. I'm a politician.
Yeah, you got like the Trump effect going on.
She's a politician.
Right now.
Put it in the paper. She's a politician.
Ask me a question. I'll finesse it.
What are you going to bring to this country once you're president?
I'm going to bring a stable and motherly sense of home.
America's mommy, Shanky.
It's me, America's mommy.
She is the president. What's your walkout song when you're prez?
Bitch, I'm a Barbie. Yeah, Jaden Alexis.
Blueface's ex-wife.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a fucking... guess what? The White House, it's pink.
No.
Yeah. You know I had to do it to them.
Are you going to get 8 out in the Oval?
I'm going to get more than just 8 out in the Oval. I'm going to have a train ran on me in the Oval. Are you crazy? That's my Oval for only so long, honey. Oh,
you're getting a train.
Don't come in there. You don't, unless you're ready to come.
Oh, no. Now you're getting a train ran on you in the Oval.
Yeah, the president.
Free healthcare.
I don't know. Send a nuke.
Send a nuke.
Did you bring a condom?
She's just sending nukes and
getting fucked.
Getting fucked. Shanky, America's mommy, sending nukes and getting fucked. Dude, I think we're on the right track.
I do think I could change America. America's already fucked. Here's the thing.
It can't get any worse.
Who's better, me or Trump? It's about the same. You got to be honest. It's about the same.
Yeah, you made about it. Yeah.
I'm ready. I'm running. This is how it happens.
I'm ready. I'm running. I've never seen her more serious about anything in my life. I'm ready. I'm running.
America's mommy's here. Shank.
Well, I'm running against you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No, a man. not the fight for president.
Oh, yeah.
What's your tagline?
You hear that knock on the door?
What's your tagline?
I'm here, bitch. It's me, Kim Congdon.
Okay.
America's mother.
You can't. I am America's mommy. You don't get to copy my tagline.
Mother.
She's stealing my whole thing, pretending like it's her thing.
Say, can you see?
No, she stole my whole campaign.
Early light.
I don't know why.
So proudly we
hit. I'm mad. I'm mad at you for stealing my whole campaign. I'm America's mommy.
If you vote for America's mother,
I can't.
There's a lot of things I'll promise you. One.
Free tampons?
Free tampons and pads.
Whoa.
Women need choices. You don't want a president that just thinks everyone's a shover-upper. You want someone you want a president that knows all women. And I'm Kim Congdon and I know all women.
What about a cup? A menstrual cup.
No menstrual cups. That is not good. Stop being weirdos and draining your blood in public sinks. Stop.
Okay.
And you want free healthcare? I'll go on top of that. Get free healthcare. Then, after your doctor's appointment, you get a free massage. Kim Congdon for president. Everyone needs free massages. Free Thai massages for everyone.
I'm America's mommy, and I'm here to tell you there'll be cookies and milk on your breakfast table every morning.
Oh, guess what? Guess what? I got cookies and milk, and it's not oat. It's real milk. It's milk you can take. This bitch gonna have you on the fake-ass milk.
You're on goat.
Squeezing almonds. Do you want goat or do you want oat? Who do you want for your present?
That's like your topic. You
mother
bring up
or
debate.
Mama?
You know it's goat
or oat?
You want mommy or mother?
Choose your
mommy's
prez.
Sweet and fun. Mother? She scolds you. Mommy's getting eaten out and a train ran on her in the Oval Office. Mother.
Is blowing dick in the Oval Office. I will blow in the Ove.
Are we okay?
I'm sucking cock in the OV. Whatever gets me
on. Sucking cock in the OV. You have carpal tunnel. You show up
I'm
with
jerking off in the OV. I'm giving hand jobs. More hand jobs for male workers. Let's take a second from the podcast to talk about our sponsors. It's motherfucking Schedule 35.
You know them, you love them. When it comes to microdosing or macrodosing, there's only one brand that we trust. It's Schedule 35. My favorite is the dark chocolate raspberry bar.
That's mine too right now.
It hits. It's so good.
Just it's such a good company. I have different favorites.
I know the teas are really good.
I can't decide.
The teas are good. Their capsules are good. I love their Superdose capsules. That's my personal favorite.
My favorite now is that dark chocolate raspberry chocolate bar. I can't get a fucking enough of it. It's so good. It's really good if you want to get into microdosing and you don't know where to start and you want to start small. It's a really good company for that. But also, if you want to go hard, it's good for that too. We've done it both and we have a great time with Schedule 35. I love the feeling. For me, I've fully replaced drinking with it. Yeah, I love it. And I think you will too. Check out the comments. Our fans really, really, really enjoy the product. So I think you guys will too.
Schedule35.co, discount code TB15.
Make sure you tell them we sent you.
All right, let's get back into the pot.
Dude, vote being, for me, honestly, for president.
You have to be actually insane to be like, yeah, I'm going to be in charge of America. You have to be a fucking nutcase.
I don't want to be in charge of a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
I don't want to be. Dunkin' Donuts sounds so good right now.
I know.
I want an iced coffee and I want to go with the ice right now.
I want one of those little everything bagels things.
Stuff with. That's my president. Dunkin'. The stuffed bagels at Dunkin' Donuts. The stuffed Dunkin' mini Donuts. Bagels. Warm with the cream cheese already in them. You pop in your mouth, you bite, the cream cheese explodes.
Dude.
Perfect tempt in your mouth. That is my fucking president.
Dude, we go from talking about how we want to run the country to being the 1,000-pound sisters.
Yeah, I don't care.
That is my president,
That's
Dunkin'.
That's my president, and I'm sticking with it. I don't give a shit, goddamn it.
Did you guys ever win any like superlatives in high school? Like one of ours was most likely to become president.
Well, yes, I did.
Oh, so funny you asked. Go ahead, Kim. I saw you just running your finger through your hair, waiting to announce what you've won.
Well, did you win any superlatives?
I won the citizenship award. That means you're a good
person.
You're
an American.
They're like, oh, she's nice. Give her that.
That's a good one.
In eighth grade. A good citizen. Would you win? I can tell it's going to be something because you're being like really weird with the delivery of it. You're being overly sexual. What did you win?
Oh, it's nothing.
Funny?
It didn't really affect most people. It's not an important trait to have.
Class.
Oh, me? Little old me. Like,
stop beating around the bush, Mama. Tell me what you want.
Well, I may. Well, you know, this was an honor to receive as a student who grew up in Florida. To be most likely to brighten your day when you have so much sun out. Well, it was an honor, Florida. Sometimes you get voted most likely to brighten your day.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Me and my friend Charlie Smutko.
I see how why you were teasing it out.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Well, speak me. I've just been brightening people's days since. It's exhausting.
Since 1990.
Brightening days since the early 90s.
Since 90.
It's not easy.
My dentist won't call me back.
That seems personal.
I've called him like 3 times.
I hate going to the dentist.
I've called him 3 fucking times.
What's your concern? What's happening?
I just need a routine cleaning.
Let me take a gander. I'll give you a scrub. Here, I'll unclick this pen and I'll just scrape
them. No, the thought of getting my teeth scraped, disgusting.
Let me give you a good scraping.
I don't like the small talk with the dentist. Oh. When they're like, so, any other jobs? It's like, no.
Oh, I like... socially shut down in most situations and then they just leave me alone.
Not me. I still try to do the small talk.
Oh, you do?
I'm in the dental chair like, yeah, so we'll see. I'm about to file my taxes. Like that.
Oh, you are?
I give too much.
Oh, they're like, so how's work going? And I'll go, good.
I'm like, well, so funny you asked. I got this one project. Who knows what's going on with that?
Let me pull up the email. I'll read it to you and you tell me what you think. Should I say, I command you read my script or I'd like for you to read my script?
Please allow. Do you like that? Do you like that wording?
Like please allow? Are we doing signatures anymore?
Yeah.
What's your signature? Are you a best?
Sometimes.
Are you
and
sincerely?
Fucking,
don't tell
and
me you're
this is
sincerely.
Fucking crazy.
If you're sincerely, I'll pass out.
I'm the best. Thanks. I'm a thanks.
Thanks is good. Thanks is the most normal.
Thanks is the most normal.
Mm-hmm.
fondly.
I'm just kidding. Have you fondlied?
I would never fondly. To sign an email fondly, you're a murderer.
Yeah, or you want to fuck that person.
Fondly, Shank.
That's sick. If you do sincerely, if you sign your email and you write sincerely, I want to be like, were you supposed to be lying the whole time? Why are you writing sincerely? Like, obviously it should be sincere.
Well, I like the, I need a little more comfort. I like to know that it's sincere. There's something about that I like.
You like sincerely?
Yeah, but you're also like a texter. You'll just write okay, and I'll be like, is she mad at me? And that's just her. She'll put okay. Just an O and a K. No heart. Not okay, O-K-A-Y. Yeah, just
but,
okay.
But know when I write it, I'm going, okay.
No, I know that now, but it's still, I've had to learn that.
Yeah, it's not easy. A lot of people say that.
A lot of people don't.
I think.
Tripoli, I'm like, okay.
I had Tripoli on my podcast. Emoji. I texted him. Let's see. I texted Tripoli and said, hold on. Where is he? Tripoli. I said, you back? Because he was out of town last time I asked him to do the podcast. And he wrote back, very aggressive. That's not aggressive. What's
it's you back? No, she communicates like a man. That's the thing.
That's not aggressive. I wanted to know if he was back, so I said, you back.
I communicate like a you little girl. You would have
been like, hi, Samuel. How was your trip?
Hi,
Are the
Sam.
Twins doing good?
I hope the day finds you well. Are you available?
It's me, fond Sarah.
Fondly.
Me, Sarah, being fond again. Just checking in on you, Samuel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that he said very aggressive.
Yeah. He's lucky I didn't write just back, ? And I only didn't do that because I feel like people will get confused and be like, back of what? And then I have to send another text. So I don't love it. I don't love it. I don't love the texting. It's too much time. I bet you.
Do you want to? Can I tell you what I'm looking forward to?
On Thanksgiving, you look through your contacts to see who you can send Thanksgiving messages to.
No. Those days are over, sweetie.
Oh, they are?
Maybe 5 years ago.
Okay.
Before life really got me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I'm too fucking tired to be sending out of the box Thanksgiving text messages.
I agree. When someone sends it to me and they're like a friend but not a close friend, I text regularly, I'm like, God damn it, do you have some extra time on your hands?
But I'm like, I always think like, do you want something? If it's like a loose associate. Who texted
you? Well, you know who they are when they text you.
You go, I could have done without this.
Yeah.
I could have done without that text.
Yeah. You don't want any Thanksgiving texts from the industry.
You know what? I can't wait. This is weird. Okay. I can't wait to pack my kids' lunches.
It's something I've dreamed of.
Are we okay?
Oh my God, I can't wait.
I get to pack a kid's lunch.
It's so funny because as people without children, we're like, it's going to be so cute and it's going to be so perfect. And cue to us packing lunches being like, I have postpartum. Eat the fucking turkey. There's no bread.
Yeah.
Eat the fucking turkey. Just tears. Just fucking. I miss my body.
Yeah. I miss my body and my old life.
Yeah. I used to pick you up a pack. I didn't even want to pack my own lunch.
I know.
But it will be fun and cute. Are you going to get you're going to cut sandwiches into shapes, aren't you?
Yeah, cookie Same. Cutter them.
Oh, honey, I'm cookie cutting.
I mean, the first kid, I'm going to be honest. This is why I only want one.
Because
I don't have it in me to do it twice. You cookie cut sandwiches for one.
I'm only buying one set of cutters. Yeah. You're getting the same shape your brother got, okay?
Yeah.
Ain't no new shapes for you. You should have came first.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
Unless you get a Siamese.
Then you're cutting. Are you doing one sandwich for one stomach?
Depends on how many stomachs they got.
How many mouths they got. Anything's possible with a Siamese. If you're a Siamese, I think it's a conjoined. I think Siamese is actually like a slur, right?
No. Siamese is like a
Have we been slurring? Can you Google if saying Siamese twin is a slur?
You know, things become slurs that weren't slurs yesterday.
Yeah.
Sorry to be like a boomer about it, but
it's inappropriate and derogatory.
Fuck, we said the S word. Not
God
inappropriate.
Damn it.
Inappropriate and derogatory.
Fuck, I knew it sounded wrong. If something sounds too Asian and it's not an Asian involved, it's probably racist. Derogatory.
Derogatory.
Yeah. What do we do?
I don't know. This is our job.
Sorry, we learned so you don't have to.
All I know is that based on the list of presidents that we saw, there's been a lot of trash in office.
Yeah.
Some of those people, I've never heard their names, not even once. And they were leading our country not even that long ago is the thing.
Yeah, 1845 was literally yesterday.
It's like, yeah, what's going to happen in like 20 years? Are people going to look back and be like, oh, I forgot that that person was even president?
Yeah.
Probably.
George W.'s right here in my mind, and he's got about 3 more years till he flickers off, and I fucking go, who?
I just can't believe that you thought George W. was attractive.
I said he was not that bad.
His dad, hotter. Because there's something that happened with remember? W in his eyes where you can tell, like, the lights are on, but he's not fully home.
Can I bring back a fun memory for you? Like, he looks like a dumb dog. Remember when we did the show in Austin at Vulcan, the dad and son? That'll put a smile to your face. That'll put a smile to your face.
Dude, one time we did this live podcast in Austin.
This is inappropriate. We are taking women.
Yeah, we are taking women.
This is on the Patreon, by the way, guys. You guys can subscribe to the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. It's on our Patreons, the episode.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it was the Tony Hinchcliffe live at
the Crickets and More episode.
The Crickets and More episode where we did this live podcast, and it was literally the hottest
dad son comp. It was like a porn. They were in the
It
front.
Was a joke.
It was a joke. It was
so like, oh yeah, we left the mom at home so we could come watch you guys. We're like, what?
The dad and the son. And they were like, one was hotter than the next. It was like
it
hard
was
to
crazy.
It was like the dad was handsome and you know he's gonna taper off in like 10 years, and then you could see the son on his way up to be that man. And
then like, you were like And it was, and they sat in the front.
And they sat in the front, and they were like, we're just big fans of you. They're probably listening now.
And we spent like probably 15 minutes of the show just like doting on them. Because they looked so good.
I kept trying to move past them, and then my eye would go, like, it would get sucked into their section, and then they'd be smiling with dimples. They looked like they always had a espresso in their hand, like a fucking affogato. Like, they look like they're always having like fucking just a snack and like just a smile.
A snack and a smile. They were so hot.
I knew that'd bring a smile to your face.
What made you think of them?
I needed like a ginger cleanser after the presidents. That did a lot to my soul. I don't know if I'm ready for President's Day. I can't. What's the next holiday?
I think it's St. Patrick's Day, which is also
what month are we in? February.
Yeah, she's right. St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. March 17th.
Valentine's Day is next.
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. What's first? Valentine's February. Day or President's Day? Valentine's Day's already passed.
Yeah, Valentine's Day would have already passed.
Oh, how was your Valentine's Day?
Romantic.
Just a liar.
More on that later. More on that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear all about it.
Me? My Valentine's Day? I was in New York.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, with my boyfriend.
Oh.
But I don't know what we did. But it was romantic.
Wow. Yeah. Isn't it weird that we're kind of in the future when we do this?
Yeah.
We're like, we're in the future. Like, we're putting this, we're going to take this and we're going to put it in a timeline that puts it into the future.
That's why time's not real.
Well, I mean, it's quite literally 301, but.
Yeah, you're right. Time's just a construct.
Except for when it's 301.
Except for when it is.
Which is right now.
Except for right now when it's 301.
Yeah, except for when we're late and.
Yeah.
To something. I mean, time is real.
Time goes by. More like it's a construct. So if I'm like running the light or something, I'm just like, what is time?
Yeah. Time's not real when it benefits me.
Yeah.
How about that?
When it's the opposite, time is very real.
You know what's really?
If someone else is late, guess what? Time's real.
You know what's really fucked up about time is, and I mean this, anytime I'm just a little bit late, it like doubles down. And it really does. And I know everyone says it. They're like, if you want to be late, or if you want to catch a red light, need to send a text or whatever. Like, it's real. It's fucked up. If you're in a hurry, you get every red light. If you are like, I'm going to take my time today. It's like greens. You can't even look around on the mountain. Every time. Why?
I don't know.
This is hail. We're in hell.
We're in hell.
Yeah.
It would make sense if when we got to the other side, they said, well, congratulations.
You passed hell.
You passed hell.
We've been in hell the whole time.
That would make so much sense. Because, honey, there are days and there are days. I said, if this ain't hell, then what is?
Can I imagine this being heaven? Oh, hell no.
No, this ain't heaven. I think
that's like when you go somewhere and you didn't read the reviews.
Isn't it kind of satisfying to imagine you get to heaven and they're like, congratulations, you survived hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It could be.
Is the human experience really hell?
It feels like it sometimes.
Dude, and one bad day, one DMV appointment, one doctor's appointment.
It'll send you off the fucking
edge. One fender bender. All of it collectively will send you over the edge.
Even the good things will send you over the edge. You go, oh, I'm gonna do something fun today. There's something bad behind it.
What is that, anxiety?
Lurking? You ever have something good and you go, oh, there's something bad lurking behind these waters.
Yeah, what is that, though?
Hell, it's hell. We're in hell.
But, like, I also, like, there is something about, this is sick. It's like the human condition, right? Where it's like if things are going well, you're, like, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Always.
Why? Why can't we just enjoy it and
we
just expand?
Are
in hell. In
hell. Hell.
It would make sense. If someone said, you've been living in hell for the last 30-something years, you'd say, like,
oh, yeah? No.
Trust me, I know.
I wouldn't be shocked. If they told me I was living in heaven for the past 33 years, I'd be like, well, goddamn it, we're fucked.
Yeah.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn it. I've been worried about carbs in heaven the whole time.
Carbs in
heaven?
Could
you imagine finding out this is heaven and you've been dieting?
If this is heaven and I've been dieting?
If this is heaven and I've been
dieting? Let me tell you something. This ain't heaven. Okay?
It ain't.
The last month I've had, I'll tell you, this ain't heaven.
You're just crying.
I start sobbing.
She's going through something.
This is not heaven.
You think you can fucking
have? There are days and there are days. Yeah, endless fucking. It's orgies. You can't get STDs. It's beautiful.
I don't want that. I don't want endless orgies in heaven.
You can't
call me crazy, but I don't want to be walking down the streets of my golden path and just there's endless orgies. Imagine
if you
truly,
want it, it's
instead
there.
Of trees, it's endless. It'll just be like, like that's not, call me crazy. That's not my heaven.
Okay, well.
Call me vanilla.
Vanilla. Okay. My heaven's just people fucking.
Yours is just endless. Just what would be security walls?
Gratuitous fucking.
Ew. Yeah, that's
no.
too much cum for me.
What if it's just like, what if it's fucking cum? No cum? What if heaven is
that
fucking
is my
and
heaven.
No cum?
Fucking and no cum, but you still cum. The
you
feeling's
still
there,
cum,
but nothing comes out.
And that's heaven.
And that's heaven.
You don't have to worry about the cleanup.
That's why we're in hell.
Yep.
Honey, me waiting on a towel is my hell.
Dude. Waiting on a towel? Sometimes it seems a little long.
Yeah.
Like,
honey, if you just came on my body and you're going to get a towel, I need to see a little trail of dust behind you. You're moving so quick. Give me my towel and get me out of here.
Because there's a very... There's a second where it goes from being like warm cum to then
starts
being
getting
cold
from the air. And
then
you can't
like,
get under the blanket because the cum's
comes
on
there. And I'm like, I need to get it off.
And the worst part, it's pretty water resistance.
Oh.
Resistant.
She had a little bit of a struggle there on resistant.
I'm tired and I'm real hungry. Yeah. Not that the cum conversation's making me. Never mind. I was hungry before we started talking. I was hungry during the president thing.
Well, I'm hungry. First of all, I'm hungry as fuck.
Uh-oh. Our president's about to get a little upset.
Are hungry.
That's the problem with women presidents. They can't get hungry.
Hungry, moody,
if
sad.
I'm hungry...
Nuke him! Bring me a Pop-Tart or fucking Korea gets it! I need
a hearty meal or Korea's done. Say bye-bye, North Korea.
I need a short rib.
I need a short rib. Or Barbados is out. They're like, what Barbados do? Barbados has been good to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, shit. That's our episode.
Let me tell you, there are days and there are days, sweetie.
What happened to you that you keep saying this? What? This is like a rape scene from a movie.
Me?
There are days and there are days. There are days and there are days.
I do keep saying that.
Yeah, what happened?
I just have had a rough week.
Why?
A lot. A tear rolls down my face.
Excuse my pardon. Didn't you just have a cold?
It was not just a cold. You're downplaying. Saying it like it was just a cold, like a sniffle, a sneeze.
What was added?
A runny nose.
Okay, what happened?
Honey, it was dramatic. I was in bed. My whole face was clogged. I couldn't understand what was happening. I was like, have you ever had your head so clogged that you can't even form a thought?
No.
That's what it was happening. It was like, I was
where you're like distracted.
It was like, I felt like my brain was congested.
I get that. Yeah, you had a sinus infection, it sounds like.
Yes. Well, I'm back, baby.
There are days and there are days. All right, where can people find you?
At Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. You know what it is. Buy tickets to This Bitch and Friends. March 14th at the Comedy Store Main Room. April 18th at the Comedy Store Main Room. We are also coming to Houston for a comedy festival in the beginning of April. Mm-hmm. More info on that at Princess Shank on Instagram. And what about you?
This one drops on when, Xavier?
The 19th.
The 19th, President's Day. My special Childless MILF is on YouTube right now. It is, doing numbers.
Numbers.
Millions and millions of views currently.
Viral.
We need to get it to 3 million. I know 2 million was a little greedy, but boys, let's get it to 3 million views. I'm so excited. Childless MILF on YouTube, the funniest half hour ever created. It is. I will be on Late Night soon. I will be doing Madison Square Garden. I am selling out Madison Square Garden in 2 months. Tickets are on pre-sale. Promo code Kim. I'll be at Soul Joel's on the 23rd in Pennsylvania. Make sure you buy tickets for that. KimCongdon.com or go to SoulJoel's.com and come out to our shows and subscribe and check out my other podcast, The Kim Congdon Takeover.
Hell yeah.
Patreon.com/KimCongdon, KimCongdon.com, Twitch.tv/KimCongdon. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.